I'm going to start this message off by saying that I am no better than anybody else. And just because some of the things that I talk about in this one audio, it has nothing to do with me being better than you, me trying harder than you, me saving the world or anything of the sort. And it's important that I say this because a wise man once said, never let your right hand or your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And I believe that means something on the subject that we're about to talk about. That subject is altruism, to be altruistic, which means that you are willing to selflessly help another. It doesn't mean that you have to selflessly help another who, by, you know, building them a house or something like that. It just means, you know, altruism means that you selflessly help somebody and expect nothing in return. It's not along the lines of, unfortunately, what the world looks at it a different way. The world looks at it as, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Altruism is different in that you expect nothing in return. I try to live every day of my life in an altruistic way. Whether I'm going to Walmart or even by work dealing with a client. I don't consider myself a Christian. At one time I was an atheist who came to Jesus and Christianity, but have since left it. And in the view of many of my Christian friends, I would be considered a waverer, somebody that never fully believed. They can call it what they want. I will say this, that Jesus Christ may not be my savior in the same way that Christians look at them being saved by him, but Jesus definitely saved me in a way of showing me what altruism is all about and what doing unto others what you would expect or hope that someone would do to you. He taught me that. And so in my own little ways, Jesus is my savior because he saved me from a world of ignorance and turning the other way and looking the other way and instead doing what may be in my power the best that I can to try to help somebody else if I can. And there's a difference there because a lot of people go out of their way or do more than their best to help people when in reality it's just going to hurt them. And we all live and learn, but it doesn't mean to enable others. Altruism falls on just manners alone, just, you know, holding a door open for an elder or, you know, even just saying hello to somebody that looks sad when you're walking through Walmart. Building a house for Habitat for Humanity. Donating $1,000, you know, confidentially to the American Red Cross or Toys for Tots. There's millions of ways to show and share what altruism really means. And Jesus is one perfect example of that, as well as so many others. There's been countless names throughout ancient history, recorded history, and even today that have shown us ways that we can indeed help others, even if we have very little ourselves. It doesn't have to be a money thing. It's actually better that it's not a money thing. You know, I mean, not a money thing as per se, like you drop 10 grand on a charity and you think, oh, I did my good deed for the month, you know, or a year. But, I mean, it's good that you did it. But the best way to express it that I personally think, is by just knowing. By just walking by somebody and going, I should offer to help that person. It's that little kick in the butt that kind of tells you to do what you're intended to do. Sometimes I do it, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I walk right by people. And sometimes I feel convicted for walking right by them, and sometimes I don't feel convicted. I used to blame myself a lot if I didn't. I would think about somebody that I passed by for a couple hours, maybe even a whole night. Oh man, I should have helped that person. But I realized that was just guilt. That's another reason why I left my friends in the church. Is because the church itself, Christianity especially, institutionalized guilt and made it a part of its doctrine that we should feel guilty when we don't help others, that we should feel guilty that we don't live up to God's laws. I won't get into all of that, but altruism, or just being a good person, is in every single one of us. Now, I know people that don't show it at all towards others in society, but they show it to those in their family and their friends. So while I may pray for them, or I may wish that they would see it could be used in all of society, I still commend them for doing it amongst their family and friends. We all have that one family member that we call and we ask, hey, can you help us move, when nobody else will show up and that one person will show up. That's altruism. The whole idea of you scratch my back and I'll scratch your back is what brought on all the woes that we have in societies now. The whole expecting a return of your generosity is why a lot of people are upset. I hear people say it all the time, why me? Why me? Why has this happened to me? I do good things. Why am I here? Why is this happening to me? Well, it could be happening to you because you expect something in return. And you're so focused on that, that you're not able to move on and say, well, I have this problem and I need to figure out a way to get over or past it. Just like you have many problems elsewhere in your life. But to sit around and say, well, I don't deserve this because I'm a good person or whatever is just silly. That's not how the universe works. It's not how God works either, no matter which God you believe in, because every book will tell you the same thing. It's not how it works. So altruism is our duty as human beings. It's part of love. I mean, it's a perfect example of love. I mean, you can't show love to another human being any better way than being generous in some shape, way, or form to them. Whether providing them a meal, a bottle of water, a new house, a $10,000 grant to go to college, opening the door for them, saying hello, anything. I mean, you can't show a better way of love for humanity than to be altruistic. Sure, you can just walk around passing out $1 million to strangers on the street and people would love you, and you may think that that's altruistic, but it's really not. I mean, I guess if you did it, you know, confidentially and you didn't tell anybody your name or anything like that and they couldn't brag about meeting you, then maybe. I don't know if it would share the message that you want to get out, though. My message, me personally, whenever I try to do something good, I do it because I hope and I pray that it's seen by either that person that I'm helping or is seen by those around us. Not that they're seeing me, but that they're seeing the act of kindness or the act of help or the act of giving, and that they somehow reflect on that. Whether they reflect on it that day and decide that they're going to start doing those same things, or whether it's put in the back of their brain and 40 years later they're like, you know what? I'm going to start acting like that too. If what I do in my daily life can plant the seed in someone else's heart, then everything that I'm doing works out. Everything is the way it should be, no matter how crappy my own personal life is. I basically wake up every day and I ask, and I don't ask every day. I mean, I this is built into my heart and it's between me and what I refer to as God. And I believe wholeheartedly that it understands me. And that is, allow me to make someone smile or laugh or giggle or just see that there's a different way of looking at things today. Allow me to help somebody. Not directly by opening a door or giving them money or giving them food or water. Those are fine. But help me help somebody see that it could be worse. If I have done that one time in my life, I would be happy. Now, that's selfish for me to think that I should base my happiness off providing that for somebody else. And it's not really altruistic. And I have to carefully be careful when I do that. Jesus is the one who said, never allow your left hand to know what your right hand is doing. And he was talking in the Bible about when they give out alms. Giving alms is helping the poor and the needy, helping the widows and the orphans. And he says, don't go out there yelling and screaming, hey, look, I'm giving out stuff to people. I'm helping. I'm giving my alms. Because your reward is just that. Those few people that may come up and congratulate you for doing it. Instead, he tells you not to let your left hand know what your right hand is doing and do your best to help others, not expecting any kind of glory from it, not expecting any kind of reward, only hoping that others see the works that you do in your Father's name and your reward will be great. Now, for somebody that doesn't consider himself as Christian, I seem to know a lot about those subjects, but I don't even know if I really want the reward in heaven. I don't know if I need the mansion or any of those things that Jesus goes on to talk about. I think I would just be happy knowing that somebody else saw what I had done and they'll put it into practice. I'm a strong believer. Before I ever found religion, I pretty much found altruism. I'm a very big fan of, out of all the movies that I could name, I'm a movie fanatic. I love movies. But if any movie ever changed the way I think about others, like Jesus made me change my ways of thinking about others, and Buddha, and some others, it would be the movie Pay It Forward. The movie Pay It Forward should be played in schools every year, a couple times a year. There's parts in the movie that children aren't ready to see, but there's definitely parts in that movie based on a child who teaches others the art of altruism that could definitely help change the way this country is going, what the way the world is going. We can go to church, we can hear pastors and priests and imams and every other walk of life, Pharisees or whoever runs Jewish churches, talk about giving back and doing all these things, but that one movie is different. That one movie cuts right to the chase. Gets around all the, well, he said this and Allah said that. And they all said it, you know. Jesus said, do unto others as you would want done unto yourself. Confucius said that 600 years before him, but in a different way said, do not do unto others that you would not want done to yourself. Just a change of words. Funny how the early church picked up on that. Buddha also said it. Before that, Zoroaster said it. All the quote-unquote great deities and men of God had said it. So it's quite apparent that it's out there. The movie itself, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen it, my one or two listeners, but the movie itself is Haley Joel Osment, who, I don't know if he's still in movies or not, but he was the cute kid that we all knew from The Sixth Sense and all that. And in this movie, he basically does a favor for a homeless person. The homeless person says, I'll never be able to repay you. And he says, well, just pay it forward. And so the homeless guy pays it forward. See somebody, I think, either getting broke, they're about to get robbed or something. He stands in for them. And it just keeps on going and going and going. And the funny thing about that movie is, I think the reason why it's not shown, it's because of what happens to the boy in that movie. And that is others who are filled with hatred because they fear what they don't understand. Much like many in today's world, they hurt the boy. Much like those that put Jesus up on the wood. They feared him because they didn't understand him. And so they hurt him. They did the same to JFK, to Martin Luther King, to Malcolm X, to many throughout history. All altruistic brothers and sisters who are silenced by those driven by hate. Hate driven by a fear of what they don't understand. The boy starts a movement. And it's funny because when the movie came out, that movement actually went around for a little while. This was before social media was heavy. I wonder what would have happened if the movie had come out during the age of TikTok and ice bucket challenges and such. It probably would have been a lot greater. But it did start a little movement, and people tried for a while. And people do still try, don't get me wrong. I'm not the only guy out here trying. And like I said at the beginning, I'm nobody special. I don't always try. Sometimes I do walk by people, you know. Sometimes I have to catch myself. I'll do something, and I'll say, man, that was really nice of me. I have to catch myself and say, yeah, it was good, but don't get too prideful on it. There's nothing wrong with feeling good after helping somebody. Let me clearly state that. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't see any God blaming you for feeling good about making somebody else feel good. Although I do have to say, I would think it would be different if you did what Jesus says about the Pharisees in the Bible, where he says they're out there yelling and screaming. So if you're the type that, you know, helps out of your local volunteer at your local YMCA's food pantry or church's food pantry or any place, and you love throwing it up on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all that, if you're spreading the awareness of that event or how others can join in that event or in volunteering, that's great. But if you're doing it for likes or comments or reposts that aren't directly affected or directly connected, I mean, to a way for those people to do the same, that's vanity, pure and simple. And I've seen everybody do it. And I know I've done it. Hey, look, one day I cleaned a park. It was real dirty. I hung out there all the time. I made a big Facebook post about how I cleaned the whole park. And I encourage others to do the same. But I wasn't doing it because I was wanting to see others do the same. I was doing it because I wanted to see how many people were paying attention. And when the likes started coming in, I said, oh, wow, that's good. But I realized something. Those likes came in, but I never saw any of those people that liked it ever post a picture of doing the same. That's not meaning that they didn't do it. They might understand it better than I do about the left hand, right hand. We all do it. I see a lot of churches do it. And it angers me. But who am I to judge? I'm nobody to judge. I've actually spent too much of my life judging. And we all do it. Again, like everything else I always talk about, we all do it. So nobody's perfect. I know quite a few people myself that would like to think that they are, but they're not. And nobody is. So, but I do see churches doing that. And I do see other groups doing it. And they may be doing it to raise awareness. But if you spend the effort trying to get the likes and the recognition for your altruism, if you spent that energy on being more altruistic, things would definitely start changing. I mean, I know it's hard to get the word out. There's nothing wrong with having a proper campaign that promotes the project. But when you wait around waiting for somebody else to scratch your back, you're just wasting time. While we're on the subject of the church and all that, and I do my very best in these audios never to fully criticize Christianity or really any religion. I have no beef against any religion. I still have a lot of friends that I consider family, brothers, that are Christians. But there are different flavors, many different flavors of Christianity, many different flavors of other religions, and everybody has their own view. It seems along the lines that if I was to fall into Christianity, I probably should have fallen into the Catholicism side of it and not the Protestant side of it. At the time, I didn't know. I didn't know there was a difference. It's pretty funny for a guy that, you know, grew up in the Boston area to think that he didn't know the difference between a Catholic and a Protestant. So I blame that on school. They obviously didn't teach me right. I don't know. But I never understood or never knew about it until it was explained to me that, you know, altruism is more of a Catholic thing than it is a Protestant thing. Because the belief that, you know, by doing good works you can be saved is not true. That's at least what the Protestants think, thanks to, you know, Paul and Martin Luther, who decided to take Paul's side. Now, the Catholics believe that by having good works, doing good for others, not expecting anything, but just doing good by others. Basically, you know, Paul says that, you know, the only way to God and is by faith alone and not by good works. Good works, according to Paul, should be evidence of your faith, but there are plenty of people that don't have faith in Paul's God that show good works all the time. So, and then on the other side of the thing is a more Jesus-centric way of looking at it, or better yet, Jesus' brother James, who Paul directly contradicts. Paul, again, believes that faith alone is what saves a man from sin, and James believes that without good works there can be no faith. Jesus, if you look at it logically and use critical thinking, not just, oh, well, my pastor said, so I believe that. If you look at it logically, the logic and the critical thinking that God gave you, you will see that Jesus more aligns with the ways of Brother James in the book of James when it comes to works and it comes to doing good deeds or helping others and love than he ever does with Paul or Martin Luther. So again, I probably fell into the wrong party, but I never quite understood the animosity between those two clans. I never really saw it from the Catholics. I always saw it more from the Protestants. The Protestants, normal church-going folks that I would meet at church would always talk about, don't believe what the Catholics are saying. I've never heard a Catholic say it about a Protestant, though, but whatever. Anyways, to believe that faith alone will save you is fine. And maybe he's right. I don't know. Maybe I'll never know. But to believe that you don't have to do any type of good works or pay alms or help when you can selflessly and not expect anything in return is ignorance, clear and simple. Because one of the things that turned me away from the church was the fact that during COVID, during the COVID years, is when I don't like to say found God, because I don't believe I found God. I still don't believe I found God. I don't believe there's anything to be found. I believe that it's intricately inside of every and each one of us, and we just turn around one day and go, hey, look, I got another finger. But during those years when I did fall into Christianity, before I had even fallen into Christianity, before I had ever even picked up a Bible during COVID, I said I had unemployment like a lot of other people, and I was getting more money than I probably should have, probably anybody should have. And I said, I'm not doing anything with this money. It's just sitting here. And I said, there's got to be people out there that need it. There's got to be people out there that are hurting during this whole COVID BS. And it dawned on me, something that I have always done my very best to cater to or to help or to recognize, and that was the homeless, because myself, I have been there. You know, I don't go around passing out hundreds of dollars. I don't go around, I don't build houses. I hardly even give out tents unless I can afford them. But I did whatever I could do. If I saw a brother when I walked out of the store that was asking for a buck, I gave him a buck. I didn't care what he was doing with the money. If I give a gift card to one of my nephews and nieces, I don't ask them for a receipt to see what they bought. So I really don't care what the guy I gave a dollar to on the corner is going to do with the dollar. That's not me. It's his priorities. But anyways, so I started doing a thing where I would drive around and I would give out these bags, you know, with things that people wouldn't be able to get anymore because all the shelters were closed. All the shelters, all the soup kitchens, everything was closed. It made me laugh because, you know, the country was trying to figure out who needed money for this and money for that, you know, unemployment and all that. But nobody seemed to even notice that one of the biggest populations in this country that was at risk of that sickness was people living on the street. Many a guy on the street will do his thing by himself, so maybe he won't come into contact. But there are many others that stick in tight-knit groups. So I drove around, I gave out sanitizer, I gave out, you know, a little bit of food, some socks, whatever. I did that for a couple of years. And I started finding God and religion and finding, sorry, I just said it. I just said finding God and religion. You know what I mean, Father. But I did that, and as I went to these churches, I'd say, hey, is it all right if I start setting up the van in the parking lot so that I can give these things out on the back? And I'll tell everybody just meet me here instead of me having to drive all over the city, which, you know, has the most horrible roads because obviously my excise tax isn't being put to good use. Another story. And most of the churches were like, well, we prefer you not do that. Or how about this? How about you get them to come to church, have them attend a few church sessions, and then we'll see if there's a better way to help them. Jesus never said go out and make members of your church. He said go out and tell people the word and help them where you can. So I would try to convince other brothers and sisters of faith to help me either go out themselves or go out with me. Some did, but the ones that did mostly went out so that they could proselytize and preach the word of God, which I have no problem with. I had no problem with it at the time, and I have no problem with it now. But if you see a gentleman that's sitting in 90-degree weather and all he could really use is a bottle of water, you don't start off with John 6:12. You start off with saying, hey, brother, you need a bottle of water. There'll be plenty of time to proselytize afterwards. I'm probably not pronouncing that word right. I can never correctly spell it either. So, and I would talk to my brothers about that, and they would say, well, that's my main mission. My main mission is to get the word of God out to them, not so much the other stuff. They can do that on their own. And so I stopped asking brothers and sisters to go with me. And then eventually I stopped going to church. Altruism. Altruism is about you doing for somebody else what you would want done for yourself and not expecting a thing from it. The moment that you start realizing that you expect things to be done for you in return, whether at that moment, further down the road, or at heaven's gate, you have a problem. My best advice is the advice of Jesus, and that's not to let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Do things out of the kindness of your heart. Do things because they will make somebody smile, even if only for a few seconds. Do something that's going to make someone laugh, that you can tell just by looking at them they are so sad, even if that laughter will only last a few seconds. Do something for somebody else because you can, because you want to, because deep down you know that it's the right thing to do. and expect nothing in return. Even if you were to help somebody and an hour later your car broke down and you had to walk 15 miles to the nearest gas station, don't make that entire walk about, "Well, man, I just helped that guy out earlier. Why is this happening to me?" Because just like it happened to him, it happens to all of us. Good things come, bad things come, and the best thing we can do is try to help each other out. When a good comes to you and a bad goes to them, do what you can to give them good as well. The system of you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, or pride, recognition through greed, recognition through vanity, it doesn't work, folks. We've been trying it for millennia. It won't continue to work. Some will say, "Well, you're wrong, because only the weak are altruistic, and the strong survive. I would rather die as a gazelle than live like a lion if it meant that I was unable to help someone else in need." Watch the movie Pay It Forward. Understand what Jesus and others were saying when they talked about helping. Look deep into your own mind, your soul, your heart, whether you're a Christian, a Hindu, a Buddhist, an atheist, an agnostic, a deist. Look deep down into your soul, mind, body, and ask yourself, am I doing this because this is what's right, or am I doing this because it will help me? It's a hard question, and sometimes the answer is not easy to find. Believe there is good in the world. Be the good. Be the gazelle. I love you all. Good luck out there.